This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. As you might have expected, the entire media narrative surrounding the Breonna Taylor incident is nothing but left-wing lies. And understand, the media is complicit in lying to the public to whip up hatred, anger, violence, and riots because this is their game plan. It's called Operation Chaos. They are trying to see this country burn to the ground. They're trying to spark a civil war. They're trying to have mass social unrest before the election and after the election. And in order to do this, they have to lie to everybody. And so the big left-wing media lie that's been going on for a couple of years, actually since Obama, is that white police officers are running around the country hunting down and looking for black people to execute on site. This is a complete fabrication, a total lie. Nothing of the kind is happening. And the media narrative with Breonna Taylor is a complete fabrication. The way the media explains it, white cops burst into her house without knocking in a no-knock raid, and they hunted her down. They found her asleep in her bed, and they shot her and killed her in her sleep. Now, what really happened was they were serving a warrant, a legitimate warrant. They knocked and identified themselves as police. And then Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, who is a drug criminal, decided to open fire on police through the closed door. And so police returned fire, and Breonna Taylor was up out of her bed in the hallway with her criminal boyfriend, and she was shot and killed. No one intended to shoot and kill her. But if you hang out with criminals, you know, if your boyfriend is a criminal drug guy who's being served with a warrant, you know, you might want to stay out of the way of the gunfire. You might want to rethink who your boyfriends are because you might get caught in some crossfire. That's exactly what happened to Breonna Taylor. You know, what's astonishing here is how she is now the latest hero of the left. And, you know, she was, quote, knee-deep in drug criminality through her boyfriend. She had to know what he was into, almost certainly knew it, decided to hang out with him anyway. And yet the left wants to make everybody a hero if they're involved in drug crimes. In fact, all the heroes of the left today are criminals. I mean, think about it. George Floyd, a drug user, an addict on fentanyl. And remember the old hands up, don't shoot scam that was run by the media during the Obama administration? Hands up, don't shoot never happened. Another media lie, just pure fiction. But on the left, they love to make heroes out of criminals. And the worse the criminal, the bigger the hero they are. This is why NFL players and NBA players, they like to have names of criminals on their jerseys now to celebrate, I guess, black community criminality. The worse the criminal, the bigger the hero they are. And this is how the left operates. They hate the rule of law. They don't like people who follow the law, which is why they don't like police and they don't like law-abiding citizens. And now every time there's a grand jury decision that the radical left doesn't agree with, they think that they have the right to run around the country setting everything on fire, attacking and shooting police, committing arson, violence, property destruction, anything. They think they have that right. And they are being promoted and pushed on by Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and these radical extremists who are in Congress and who should all be arrested, by the way, for aiding and abetting insurrection against the United States of America. Now, I heard from a source today, a very reliable source, who told me that a high-level federal law enforcement agent involved with Homeland Security has said that Homeland Security has been running scenarios on how does this end? How does the civil war end? How do you stop this violent uprising of these radical extreme leftists? And in every scenario they've run, it doesn't end until you engage these left-wing terrorists with force. In other words, you're not going to be able to restore the rule of law in society until you start shooting these people, which is what they want, it seems. They want a shooting war. So they're going to burn down your cities until you shoot them. They're going to attack police until you shoot them and stop them. They're going to commit arson against local small businesses until you shoot them. They are not going to back down. And this has been made clear by people like Ocasio-Cortez and even Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and others. They're not going to back down. They're not going to be reasonable. You can't negotiate with them. Can't reason with them. They won't respect the rule of law. They want to burn down this nation. Even Don Lemon on CNN wants to burn down the whole system. Those are his words. That's what he said. You're going to have to burn down the whole system, he said. And this is what they advocate. So what are we waiting for? President Trump invoked the Insurrection Act, declare Black Lives Matter to be the terrorist group that they are. And anyone who's carrying out violent riots, if they're attacking vehicles, if they're attacking police, if they're setting fire to buildings, if they're carrying out property destruction, all the rest of the American people should have the right to engage them with deadly force, to stop them. Because eventually it's going to come down to that. You're going to have to engage these terrorists. That's the only way to stop them. You're going to have to stop them by force. Now, that force might come from law enforcement, might come from National Guard in more conservative states, might come from military troops under the Insurrection Act. But it might also come from armed Americans if they are just given the okay to start defending property, defending businesses, you know, go full Kyle Rittenhouse on these people. Defend your property, and if they shoot at you, you shoot them back. I'm not saying initiate violence, but definitely stop the violence using every legal means that's available to you. Now, Trump, according to my sources, Trump is not going to invoke the Insurrection Act until after the election. He doesn't want anybody in the media to be able to say that he's trying to become a military dictator. He doesn't want CNN to have the camera footage showing an overzealous law enforcement response, you know, shooting protesters, whom the media describes as peaceful protesters as they're burning down buildings with people inside them. So for political purposes, Trump is taking a very light touch approach right now. But after the election, that changes. And that means that the radical left has something less than 40 days to continue to carry out their acts of terrorism and violence and arson with basically no one stopping them. But after 40 days or so, after the election, guess what? It's going to be time to kinetically engage these terrorists and take them down. And that's what's going to happen to stop them and to restore the rule of law. And when this happens, there will be troops in the streets. And I'm telling you in advance, I will support that. I don't know why there's a bunch of people out there saying, oh, you don't want martial law. You don't want troops in the streets. You damn well better believe I want troops in the streets. Because if we don't have troops do this, then we have to do it. Somebody has got to clean out the scum of society. Somebody's got to shoot the terrorists, okay? Just to put it bluntly, somebody's got to drain the swamp. I'd rather it be military troops than to come down to citizens like you and I. I mean, we could do it, but frankly, it's not our job to do it. The military can be deployed under President Trump. It's not martial law. It's not a military general that's in charge. It's still the president who we elected. If you don't trust the military to come in and shoot the terrorists and clean up the streets of America, then why did you vote for Trump? Because you put the military under his control. If you trust Trump, then trust his military action. He's not going to take over the country as a military dictator. He's going to shoot the terrorists. He's going to drain the swamp. He's going to get the scum out of this country or put them down where they belong, bleeding out on the streets. Every terrorist who is committing arson, burning down a small business owned by some other person who's worked hard to create a small business. Every person who's committing arson should be shot dead, and that's what they deserve. And I hope that that's what the military does when they are finally activated. Because none of these people deserve to live if they can't live like civilized human beings in a civil society. If they're going to run around like animals, then guess what? The military can just shoot them like animals. You want to be hunted down? Then just keep acting like animals. That's exactly what's going to happen. You don't want to be shot on sight? Then start acting like a civilized human being. Stop destroying everything around you. But when it comes to Black Lives Matter, a terrorist organization, that is, of course, too much to ask because they are beyond all reason. They can only resort to violence, which means eventually you're going to have to use measured military violence against them. That's the only way you're going to be able to stop them. So stay tuned. Sign up at brighteon.social to stay informed. We got a lot of news tips coming across there all the time. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. My channel there is at Health Ranger. And thank you so much for listening, and thank you for sharing. Stay informed, be safe, and get ready, because civil war is coming.